This is Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX. This week, scientists are scouring shoreline habitat near Westcott Bay on San Juan Island. They'll set dozens of traps in an effort to learn more about the population of invasive green crabs after one was found there last month. The rapid response is part of an ongoing monitoring effort that's powered mostly by volunteers. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
The Washington Sea Grant's crab team has about two dozen sites around Puget Sound and the San Juans that they're monitoring closely. At Point Hare on Vashon Island, marine ecologist Jeff Adams pulls a wire mesh trap from the sand. The salt marsh and shallow lagoon here is considered prime habitat for green crabs. Adams says this trap isn't very full.
But you can see there's still maybe a dozen or more crabs in here.
And thankfully, they're all native, hairy shore crabs.
And that is also, you know, what we expect to be finding in the areas that are most suitable to the European green crab.
The Sea Grant team suspects green crab larvae washed into Washington's inland waters from British Columbia's Sook Inlet, where a thriving population of green crab has been established since at least 2012. And Adams says once they take hold, they tend to take over because they eat everything from sensitive eelgrass to worms, clams, snails, and other crabs.
And then that could affect, for example, juvenile salmon, adult salmon, orcas. So there are food web effects everywhere from the worms that people may not give much attention to up to something like salmon and orcas that we're far more concerned about.
That's why the crab team will be setting their traps all over the beaches near Westcott Bay to get a better idea of how much of a population has established there. Crab Team Program Coordinator Emily Grayson says she's hopeful they've detected the problem early.
The fact that our volunteers have been working at that exact site all summer long since April, and this is the first time they found a crab, suggests that it's not overrun with green crabs yet.
Any green crabs they do find will be frozen and cataloged to determine what next steps they should take. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.